Hi, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to episode number 3 of Covering My Tracks, a bit of a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into some of the various tracks I've recorded on my different projects over the years. Today, we're going to take another look at my recording called Empty Pockets, and this is actually going to be the title track, Empty Pockets. It's actually two tunes, a Brazilian folk tune that starts as a lead-in into the Empty Pockets track. The Brazilian folk tune I learned from a friend of mine named John Benoit, whom we lovingly call Mumford. I think Mumford found this tune, he said one time, on a Sergio Mendes Brazil 66 album, and it was just listed as anonymous Brazilian folk tune. John and I, along with another friend, John Chalio, used to play this tune quite a bit back in the mid to late 70s when we had a bit of a street busking act going on. Really nice tune. Actually, I was sitting in the RBY recording studios as some microphones were being set up to record the Empty Pockets track, and I was just noodling a little bit on my fife, and I started playing the folk tune. And Johnny Cunningham, who was producing the album, said, "Ah, Skippy, that's a great wee tune. We got to use that somewhere. What is it? What is it?" I said, "Oh, Johnny, I don't know. It's just some Brazilian folk tune. I don't really have a name to it." He said, "Ah, well, come on. Let's make a wee arrangement of it, and we'll get it on the album." And so I had an E-flat piccolo with me also, and so I came up quickly with an arrangement using B-flat fife to start the tune, and then played it on the E-flat piccolo, and then the third time through played the two instruments together to kind of give a basic-sounding kind of folk harmony setup to the tune. After that, we recorded the Empty Pockets track itself, and that features two great friends of mine, Dick Murai and Trevor Ferrier from the band Rare Air. Canadian lads, they were also featured on Covering My Tracks number 1, so you've heard some of their music already. Both great musicians. Dick plays acoustic guitar in a really wonderful jazz style, and Trevor is a all-world percussionist, one of his specialties being Indian percussion. We had played together at a festival called the Eisteddfod a few months before this recording project, and we played the Empty Pockets tune at that. And Trevor had a set of three Indian clay drums that he used, one basically a bass sound, one a tenor sound, and one a soprano sound. So the idea was we were going to use that clay drum setup with Dick playing jazz guitar on top. But the problem was, as they tried to come into the country, they were not allowed to bring their instruments in, as they were registered as professional musicians and they were coming on a non-professional visit. So luckily my friend Jeff Cusick was able to source Ovation guitars for Dick to use, which was his weapon of choice. And also Jeff happened to have a Dumbek in his living room, which is a Eastern-style clay drum. The drum itself has two basic sounds, dum, which is the deep sound when you strike the center of the head, and beck, which is the sharper, short sound if you hit the side of the head where it meets the ceramic body of the drum. And luckily, Trevor was very, very accomplished on this instrument as well. So we ended up going ahead with playing three separate B-flat fife tracks, playing the same tune the same way, three different tracks. And also, later on, you hear a slightly higher sound, that's the E-flat piccolo coming back in, so we bring the piccolo back in, we use it on both tracks, the Brazilian tune and the Empty Pockets track. Dick plays, I think, about three tracks or so of acoustic guitar, and Trevor plays dumbek and rototoms and hi-hat and just about anything he could find to beat on in the studio, and we have two or three tracks of synthesizer going on underneath. So three tracks of B-flat fife, two tracks of E-flat piccolo, three tracks of guitar, about five tracks of percussion, and a couple of tracks of synthesizer, all jammed onto a rather innocent little fife tune up to that time. Oh, yeah, and also the naming of the Brazilian tune. Johnny thought it needed a name since it's going to be on the album, and that's where my friend Mark Bernier came in. Mark was working in a place called Data Mail at that time in Connecticut and had a lot of Portuguese women working in his department. And seeing that they speak the same language in Portugal and Brazil, I asked him to ask them how they would say, "Johnny has sex with llamas." You have to understand the very special sense of humor Johnny and I had together. So after much giggling, but not very much embarrassment, according to Mark, they came up with Wazin Mounta a Llama, which basically means Johnny likes to mount llamas. I neglected to tell Johnny the translation of the title for about 20 years or so, but when I finally got around to telling him, he was very highly complimented that so much work went into coming up with a name. So, the Brazilian folk tune, Into Empty Pockets, featuring the work of Dick Murai, Trevor Ferrier, and yours truly. And we do hope you enjoy it.